time to tee it up with On the Tee, talking the wide world of golf from the PGA to the Champions Tour, LPGA, college, high school, and the crazy world of the Hack Nation. And here's your head of the Hack Nation and your host, Mike Rickard.
On the Tee, Florida, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming on RadioSt.Pete.com and archiving on Hoovy.tv on this July 9th. 2022, I'm Mike Rickard, the hapless hack, and the cool caddy, Oscar Garner III, the big ol', he's Tampa Bay celebrity caddy. No, he's not today. Today we've got Lynn Strickler and the Growler, and one of the foremost caddies in the world when he was on 16 bags. He'll share his stories with him, but I really wanted to get him down to talk the Open next week, and he knows that like the back of his hand. He just showed us some incredible things, so stay tuned as we talk to Lynn Strickler about next week's British Open. And of course, he spent quite a few miles going back and forth across America and toting a bag for many players, that Hall of Fame players. We're live from 11 to 12 each and every Saturday down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios. Just a driver away for these two in front of me. For me, as I always say, it's about a 13 wood, then an 8 iron, 4 putts, and I'm at the front window. And, Strickler's over here laughing. He wants to go golfing with me. I think I will be the caddy because I don't want to be embarrassed in front of him. I'm there, they never hear the end of it. We'll be here each and every week, and we're changing the format of On the Tee Florida. We're expanding our reach, of course, and we'll be talking PGA champions, LPGA, collegiate, high schools. I've been really bad on the high school piece of it. So I went up to Cove Cay the other day, and I talked to the Richards, and they coach at St. Pete Catholic and Clearwater Catholic, I'm sorry. And we're going to talk to them about high school and get more involved, and I'm sure Lynn knows some of the high school coaches in the area. Want to get those kids like we do on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. If you have a charity event, and we're very committed to this, Oscar Garner III is the man, and you've done a great job going out to First Tee and bringing First Tee down here.
We're actually working on some stuff for First Tee right now. As anybody who listens know, I work at Raymond James. Us over at Raymond James are collecting some clubs for them to donate to those guys, because if you've known, they sell their clubs so they can pay for all of their after-school programming and all that stuff. So we're doing some donations right now to get those guys set up.
Well, in fact, let's talk about that. We'll do a club drop down here at Ferg's.
Okay.
And I love the concept, and I love the First Tee of St. Pete's practice facility, the par 3 for pops here. And I love the shade of the driving range, so my old carcass isn't boiling out there.
You like courses where you don't have to pull your driver out. That's what you like.
I don't have a driver. I had every driver on the planet. I've given them all away to people that can actually use them. Why have a bag, have a club in your bag, and I'm sure the Growler will agree with this, that you're not going to use, and you suck at it?
At least you don't have your name on your bag.
No, I should have Hack stitched in there on the Tee Florida. That's an idea right there.
President of Hack Nation.
Exactly. All right, we're archived on Hoovy.tv, and let's just recognize some of our affiliates before we get rolling with three leaderboards that are taking place this weekend. Of course, WTAN 106.1 FM, right up in Clearwater, about a mile from you. And then, of course, AM 1340. And that's Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete. WZHR FM 104.3 FM. WDC FAM 1350, Zephyr Hills. And WZHR 102.3 FM, AM 1400. And I want to thank Big Ed. We got together this past week, and we've got a lot of exciting things coming for On the Tee Florida down the road just in 2 weeks. All right, let's go over the Joe Shaw IMG leaderboards. You've got the Barbasol Championship, and you've got the Genesis Scottish Open. I'll take the Bridgestone Senior since I'm the old man. And then my favorite golf event of the year, the Lake Tahoe American Century Championship. You want to see some incredible athletes humbled, but I just have to watch it for Sir Charles. There's 74 players, and all these guys are taking action. If he can finish in the top 70, and he double bogeyed the last two holes yesterday, he was en route, And actually,
did I put him out? Is that
no?
Is that, okay.
There's no cut. But the reality is, all these guys, Steph Curry, all these guys are taking side action that he is not going to be able to finish in the top 70. There's 74 players. That's how pathetic his game is. But it's an absolute blast to watch, and that's on NBC today at 2:30. If you like some humor. All right, man. Let's go over those leaderboards.
Genesis Scottish Open. Cameron Tringle, who actually had a great opening round, 61 in that first round, 72 yesterday, is in the lead with minus 7. Gary Woodland, 2 out, minus 5. Is it Hogard? Is that how you say his name?
Correct.
Hogard, minus 4. Xander Schauffele at minus 4, tied for 3rd. Other names down here, Fitzpatrick, Spieth, bringing it up around minus 2, minus 3, so it's pretty contentious. The 3 through 10 spot is minus 4 and minus 3, so very contentious there.
And Lynn will concur with this as we talk in a minute. It's always been a great practice for the guys preparing for the Open. And I'll tell you a guy that I watched struggle yesterday, world's number one, Scottie Scheffler. He hasn't played over there on the type of track that often. And Scottie, you know, but the bottom line is, everybody's preparing, as Tiger did earlier in the week. We can talk a little bit about him, too. He shot a respectable 71
Had a nice eagle chip on a hole.
And it was a very laid-back two-day event. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, of course, the whole world watches Tiger Woods. And guess what we're not going to talk at all about today?
Live Tour?
I wasn't even going to let you bring it up. I was going to say the commies that have come across and stole defectors. I call them defectors. We're not calling them live.
They're gutting us. They're taking everything.
Yeah, well, the world's all about greed. Just look at college football right now. All right, so I'll go over the champions. And it's the Players' Championship. And it's played, and this is a great track, and I'm sure Lynn's been on the Firestone Country Club. The South Course, this guy is amazing. Stephen Elkier did not have a great PGA career. And he didn't have a win, did he, Lynn?
He didn't have a start.
He didn't have a start. Oh, yeah, he was a Corn Ferry dude. Yeah, he was a Corn Ferry dude. And he is tearing up the seniors, I'll tell you right now. He's on top of 6-under along with Alex Cheka, Joe Durant, Tim Petrovich, the Aquaman, 1-back, Woody Austin at 5-under, Ernie Els, Big Easy, 5-under, one of my favorites because he's a Packer fan, Steve Stricker, and David Toms all at 5-under. See, Miguel on Jimenez, he's lurking back there behind. He always shows up for the majors. Jerry Kelly, another Packer fan. Nobody cares but me. And The Rock. I love Rocco Mediate. You can't ever forget 2008, and we'll talk to Lynn about that. 2008 when he and Tiger Woods in the U.S. Open in La Jolla. And that's when Rocco Mediate became a media darling, if you will. And those are your leaderboards, and they're brought to you by Joe Shaw of Integrated Mortgage Group. And we'll do a couple of plugs for him and Barb with Tampa Bay. Barb Grossenheimer, she's the first-class real estate Gulf to Bay. Barb brings her Midwest work ethic. And I tell you what, her integrity, commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge, growing up in a family of home construction success for decades. Lamar's Iowa, as I mentioned. Barb's energy, her bubbly personality, she's a funny gal. Take the stress out of the challenge of home buying. And in fact, I assure you, I've recommended her, and I finally will have some leads for her next week. But I won't be doing too many more of these reads. She's got a cool ad that we worked on last Thursday up in Clearwater. Reach out to Barb with Champa Bay today at barbwithchampabay@gmail.com. Or call her at 712-540-3704, 712-540-3704, and that's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today. Now let's bring in the wisdom to the show, somebody that knows something about golf, and he's Lynn Strickler. His nickname is the Growler, and it's not because he's a grumpy dude. It's his voice. I think that's how you got tagged.
Gallery control.
He was superb at gallery control. You taught Stevie Williams everything you knew, but you never ripped a phone. You didn't have to. They didn't have any camera phones then.
I wouldn't claim that, Stevie Williams.
All right, my friend. So let's talk about your trips across the pond as we prepare for the 150th.
84, first time over there, St. Andrews. Freddie Couples, I was working for at the time, just won the Players in Jacksonville. Finished top 10 at the Open in Oakmont. I got over there a week earlier. I was so excited to go over there. He forgot his passport in Los Angeles. He was in Chicago trying to board a plane for Edinburgh. They go, where's your passport? Freddie goes, I don't need a passport. I'm exempt for the British Open. So next thing, after he flies back to California to get his passport, he doesn't show up until Tuesday night.
Oh my God!
So what's the prep there? He gets there Tuesday night. We teeing off on Thursday.
I had been there days, and I had this course mapped.
I know you were
antsy. I keep going, where in the hell is he? We have one practice round. We go out there, played the 18th hole in 4-under, made deuce there, went birdie, eagle, par, birdie, finished fourth. That's when Ballesteros beat Watson on Sunday, 84.
So being tardy wasn't really, did he show up late for any other times that you played with him since he played so damn good?
Well, he told me it was payback for me being late all the time.
Well, he is Lynn Strickler. As I've said before, he's been on the show several times. Ranked in the top 36 of all time caddies on the tour. From Clearwater High graduate. Played a little. You didn't play high school golf, did you? Just baseball.
I didn't play baseball or golf. They're considered summer sports. I was a baseball player. Never a golfer, but I picked it up along the way. I could really carry a bag, though. in those days, those bags are made out of leather and cement.
Well, you're at your age, you're in superb shape. Heck, you just played, what'd you play this week?
I play wherever I can play with a caddy rate. No, actually, I played at Clearwater Country Club. I played in Innsbruck, Copperhead.
You played Copperhead this week. Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's talk about Greg Norman. We won't talk about LIV, but you were on his bag over there, and that had to be interesting. Let's just say that.
To say the least. Tiger Woods had just beaten Rocco Mediate at Torrey Pines in 08, and then he had to get an operation to... He was going to have to skip the British Open, and the tabloids over there stated that they didn't think they'd have any kind of a tournament without Tiger Woods there. And then Greg Norman, after three rounds, has a two-shot lead.
His microphone's turned around.
Oh, yeah.
I screwed that up. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so you flew over with Chrissy Everett?
I flew back with Chrissy Everett. He told me that if I could get myself over there, I got him for 3 weeks. British Open, British Seniors was at Troon, and then I flew over Greenland and Iceland to get to Colorado Springs, which was the third leg of my three-week stint. Finished third.
Not a bad payday for you, brother.
Not bad. But he blew two of them. Could have won two of them.
Now, one of the things that you shared with me is that you were very candid with anybody that you were on their bag. I mean, you didn't
mince words.
Precisely.
That's hence the growler. Curtis Strange used to tell me he was a little rabbit-eared out there. He could see a pin drop from two fairways over. He would tell me, he would just say, go get him, Lynn. I would go there, no words said, and I would just give him a, and that was it for them.
So, well, you could be a little menacing, especially with your delivery. Yeah, just a tad. You still are at your age. What's your favorite memory over at St. Andrews? Whether it was personal, going out to the pubs, whether it was...
By far, it was the Freddie Couples saga of 84. We're playing on Friday. We're hanging in there nicely. He's just bogey 17, naturally. So he's all upset. He got 112 yards on 18 to the hole. He wants to hit an 8-iron, and I refuse to let him hit it. Now they're saying, we're arguing, we're fighting. I hit the 8-iron. He hit a 9-iron, killed it to the back edge of the green. It stopped rolling three times. Wind was gusting. It dropped in the hole for a deuce after 40 seconds of crawling to the hole. And there have been 10,000 drunken Euro fans going crazy. I didn't even walk to the green. I walked right to the caddy shack, right to the Dunvegan, the original 19th hole of golf.
The Dunvegan? Okay.
That's how you caddy. If I hit an 8-iron at Oakland Hills, it would be my, you know what, I'd be out of there for sure.
I told Freddie, if you hit that 8-iron, you're going to beat me to the first 19th hole of golf. Because this is going to go over the bleachers, son. He didn't believe me. Kill the 9-irons. Made two.
That's got to be one of your best stories of your career.
Loudest prolonged cheer I've ever heard, because the ball literally stopped twice before it dribbled in the hole. And these drunken Euros were going nuts.
Hey, you were there. You just showed us some incredible memorabilia. You were there in 95 when J.D., and you see him up at the Clearwater Country Club quite often and know him well, when J.D. won. Were the Euros behind him as much as it appeared on television, because he was kind of the wild child?
Yeah, that's a hard one. I'm not really sure if he was behind himself at the time. He did the impossible there, like he did at Crooked Stick in 92. For a guy that won at St. Andrews and a PGA, two majors, I never thought he looked back after 95. He did a hell of a lot in that three-year strip right there and hasn't done a hell of a lot since.
Yeah, but he's living large and enjoying life and enjoying following his son's career.
He does everything large.
Has he ever pulled up to Clearwater Country Club in his bus?
I think he parks the bus there when they kick him out of Hooters.
You know the story of John Daly, and he has a bus, and he has a partnership with Hooters, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well,
the son is taking over that empire as we speak.
Exactly. they're sharing the NIL, as they call it, in college, and what a natural fit for. He doesn't like to be called Little John anymore. John Jr., is that what he likes to be called?
Well, I understand that. I've kind of left that growler alone myself, but people keep bringing it up.
Well, I don't know anybody that's ever brought it up. Lynn Strickler. Exactly.
Pin High Lynn.
Pin High Lynn.
Hey, 9-iron Lynn, right?
Exactly. All right, so let's go. Ben Crenshaw. You had a great relationship and still do with Ben Crenshaw. Talk about Gentleman Ben.
Best putter I ever saw, and won four times with him, and unfortunately not the Masters, but I was the next happiest guy around, other than him and his caddy that day, because we got in like six tournaments because of that win in 95. We got into the Ryder Cup at Oak Hill that year, got invited to Johnny Walker, all kinds of invitations opened up when you're a double Masters champion. And he's the best boss I've ever had. The nicest boss, I'll put it that way.
Well, he appears to be a nice human being, and of course, he's done a lot for the great game of golf. You know, as we look at the, and it's near and dear to my heart because I know Zach Johnson well, he's the captain of the Ryder Cup in 2023. And you had an unbelievable history with the Ryder Cup. Talk about that.
Yeah, I will. And Jack Johnson's going to have the hardest job of any Ryder Cup captain in quite some time, down to figure out the LIV players. How are you going to keep them off the U.S. team? Because they ratted themselves out to Saudi Arabia. And the European captain's got the same problem, because Sergio, a lot of those players, are over there with Greg Norman also. But Ben, at the time, he just got this team together, and we had it on paper. With the 12 guys we had on that team, six of them are now former Ryder Cup captains, eight Hall of Famers, and that was one stellar team. And at the time, Tiger Woods was not even number one in the world. David Duval was the number one player in the world. And Ben's job was fantastic because everybody's trying to beg them that you got to put Duval and Tiger together, 1-2 in the world, can't be beaten. He goes, that's the last thing I want to do. I want to keep them as far apart as possible.
Well, that was 1999. Is that the year you were born?
That was the year I was born.
Well, you've seen the Justin Leonard putt.
Yeah.
1999, and you were right there. He was a captain of the caddies.
I was in the fairway with Payne Stewart. Payne was playing with Monty that day. I was nowhere around that green and the mayhem that broke loose there. But I'm sitting in my cart. I had a cart, too, with a captain's cooler in the back. And I'm in the middle of the fairway.
Any beverages?
And Monty is getting brutalized by the Boston fans. They're calling him Mrs. Doubtfire. Mrs. Doubtfire, who was that? Dustin Hoffman, of course. And they were brutal. And Payne felt sorry for him. When that putt rolled in, Payne comes and sits down and he goes, now all hell's breaking loose. And he ended up giving Monty the last hole for a half because it did not matter anymore.
What a statement from Payne Stewart. Was he a great cat, too? Was he?
Beautiful man, beautiful man. Other than the knickers, and he didn't want to look like everybody else, and he didn't act like anybody else either.
A true gentleman. Would that have to be one of the highlights of your career was Ryder Cup?
Without actually carrying a bag.
Yeah, a lot easier on you. Andy had a cooler.
I had all the shirts. I had everything that Ben's wife told me, you got three jobs. Make sure these 12 guys show up on time. They've got the same shirts on, and make sure you got some dry towels because it rained like crazy on Thursday.
Hey, can we talk about your caddy days at Augusta and playing on Monday morning? That is the audience will love that. That's a great story. Share this story.
Oh boy! See, you get away with stuff like that back then, but this is like '84 and '85. The CBS crew all left town after the Sunday round, so we got a guy to give us the CBS employee parking. We parked at the par three course, paid off caddies. Me and two other caddies paid off our caddies on Saturday night. Here's $100. Show up 15 minutes before sunrise on the 10th tee. Play 10 in the dark. We're on Amen Corner when the sun's coming up, and we march to the first hole like we own the place. One time they held back Pat Summerall and Ken Venturi. Whoa, you guys got to wait. We have a group coming off 18. And when they saw it was us, they almost fell down.
Hey, hold on, guys. We got somebody important coming. Who's the guy caddies from the day before?
No, Venturi didn't say anything, and Summerall was too stunned. But the starter's holding up the CBS guys so this group can go to. We walked. I never moved so fast in my life moving off that first tee.
Was it as great to play as it looks? You walked it many, many times, but to play it.
Yes. I've never memorable shots. That was the year that we played on in 95 was when Curtis Strange hit it in the water, tried to play a shot out of the water on 13, left it in there, made double on 13 and 15, and lost the tournament. I went the next day, I was choking so bad, I topped it off 12, short of the water, hit the next one in the back bunker, chucked the next one, hold of 12 footer for double. And then I birdied 13. I never let Curtis forget it.
Well, he's Lynn Strickler. He's kind enough to come down and share his decades of success on the PGA Tour, worldwide tour. What other countries did you travel to on a bag?
Well, I went to Japan in 84. There was a U.S.-Japan team match. Now, there was a team that couldn't be beat. Tom Watson was the captain. Had Trevino, Litsky, Kite. He had the best U.S. team ever. We beat him like tom-toms. But I went around 2 weeks in Japan, bullet train. I'm running around with Freddie's first wife, Deborah, and Jim Thorpe.
You should have seen. Oh, Thorpe, I love him.
You should have seen the three of us take the bullet train to go to downtown Ginza, Tokyo. I never got stranger looks in my life.
Well, and Thorpe, who I've been blessed to, and he lives in the area, I've been blessed to get to know when he came to the Champions Tour in Des Moines, Iowa, the Principal Charity Classic. Great guy. Hell of a football player at Morgan State.
Yep.
Look his bio up. I bet those Japanese are looking. He's probably the biggest man on that bullet.
Freddie's wife was a blonde. I couldn't caddy the second week because they had their female caddies pushing cars. They forbidden any American caddies. I had a week to kill. Me and Deborah and Jim Thorpe downtown on this bullet train. I just stood back and watched them. The Japanese could not believe it.
Have a few sakis here and there, did you?
I don't do sake, thank you. I went to one short tidbit here. We went to karaoke one night. It's karaoke over there. They had just brought that stuff up. It was like 84. I had a friend of mine went up there and wanted to sing some karaoke. He sang, "Tie the Wello ribbon round the old oak tree." He got a standing ovation.
Oh my God, he's Lynn Strickler. He could be a stand-up comic. You know what? You should have got on Faraday's show. You two could have had a blast.
I've worked for Faraday. But another one, they demanded more of the Japanese, more for this guy. There was a Stalin's Caddy Dolph. More. We need one more song out of you. So he went to Hello Dolly. Hello Dolly. Another standing ovation.
Oh my God. Well, I know they love their karaoke over in Asia without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. So what was Thorpe doing over there? Was he on that team?
Who?
What was Thorpe doing? Was he on that team?
Thorpe was not on that team, but the next week it was the Toshiba Masters was the next week. Freddie was over there for 2 weeks. I couldn't work the Toshiba, and Thorpe was just, man, that was a big man, that Thorpe. And him and
Ryan, size of his hands.
Him running around with Deborah Couples, I was hiding.
So, how many times? I think I told you my story. Freddie Couples, his first appearance at Principal Charity Classic, and it was his girlfriend at the time. And I'm walking with these media guys, and they said, "Oh, beautiful blonde." This is about 2009 or 10, probably 10. And they said, "Look at that must be Freddie's daughter." I go, "You clowns, that's his girlfriend." Freddie's never had any shortage of beautiful women following him.
But that doesn't mean you have good taste in women. He always had to go with the bleach blonde look. I'm going to tell you, he could not pull a club either.
Well, you didn't let him pull a club. Was Ben Crenshaw your favorite bag?
Favorite bag? Well, I had him for 30 years. Obviously, he has good taste in caddies. But I went through more jobs than Donald Trump went through apprentices.
Or kids, or wives, or never mind.
But you were rehired by many of them. Is that pretty common?
No, it's not. But in the early 80s and 70s, I started in 72, just after I got out of the service. If you lost your job or got fired, there was very few guys traveling the country because the winners didn't make any money. A lot of the country clubs provided their own caddies for the local events. There was the tour caddy was non-existent, really. A bunch of hippies like me, we joined up just to see the country and did a hell of a job of it.
Yes, you did. Okay, so you guys were independent contractors. Typically 10% of the purse, what's the percentage?
10% of a win. Typically, when I started, it was I got $125 a week and 3% if he made the cut. Because 10% of nothing's still nothing. So if you miss a cut, you ain't getting the paycheck.
Oh, my God. And you paid your own expenses, too.
That's why we stayed three in a room.
Oh,
my. Our expenses. We drove, and there was no jumping on your player's plane to get to the next city. You got in your old Corona and drove there.
You should write a book. In fact, Lynn Strickler, back in the day, and I can't remember the first year those articles came out, he did a segment, and I got him upstairs. I haven't shown him to you yet. He did a segment in a mini column in Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated column.
Yeah.
With Jaime Diaz as my ghost writer. He edited him down. I got paid $3 a word. I'd give him 200 words. They said the maximum is 150. So he left the good stuff on the cutting room floor.
That Sports Illustrated watching their overhead for a few bucks here and there. I bet that was a lot of fun and gave you some national recognition and notoriety. That's not why you're doing it.
What I was not looking for. I needed to subsidize my paycheck. That's why I did it.
Well, when you're only getting 3% back in the day, that...
Everybody wasn't quite as cheap as Curtis Strange.
I'm not a fan of Curtis Strange. Have you ever heard him on the call? He doesn't do a whole lot. He does ABC, which only has a few events every year.
Oh, yeah.
You know Curtis Strange.
Yeah, I know.
You could fit Curtis Strange's fan club in a phone booth.
So two or three, okay.
All right, Mike.
Thanks for listening, too.
Well, my friend, I certainly appreciate you coming down. You go get yourself a beverage, well-deserved. I appreciate... See that?
And how much are you paying? I really haven't talked money, me and you.
Well, we'll have to sit down over you having a Tito's, and you can't stiff me. Oh, yeah, I understand.
All your listeners enjoy this. He's a new podcast. This guy's going to flame on here, let me tell you.
Thank you, my man. And he's Lynn Strickler, and I tell you what, he could tell us stories forever.
That 3% is crazy.
Isn't that crazy? You made more at Oakland Hills.
Doing it for the love of the game. That's strictly. I want to see every course. I want to caddy and see every hole. I love this game. I want to see every part of it. I mean, at Oakland, when I caddied in the U.S. Amateur in 2016, I was making $100 a round.
A round?
And that includes practice round, and then we made the cut, and then we played for a day, and we lost in match play, but still got paid over maybe $600, $700 for 4 or 5 days.
Well, that was a great conversation with Lynn Strickler, giving us a little snapshot. We'll get him on every couple of months and pull some more stories out of him. But right now, John Rieger, and he's on Orlando at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. What is this? Is this the announcement for the 2022 class event?
That's correct, Hayes. Great to be on your show this Saturday, Mike. And yes, we're doing a live remote here from the 5th annual Florida Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Classic. And what we did was not only did we have a round of golf, in fact, they're still out there playing right now with our celebs and our enshrinees. We announced our inductees last night. So we announced the ones that November 2nd. In Tampa, at Raymond James Stadium, we're going to have our enshrinement, our 2022 class. And we've got quite a class. And I want to run down who's going to be in it. We've got Rick Ankiel from baseball. Some of you may remember him from the St. Louis Cardinals. You've got Lisa Fitzgerald. She's local there. She's an angler. She's one of the top women's anglers in the entire world. If we keep running down the list right here, we got Luis Gonzalez from baseball. He played 19 years in the major leagues. Renee Hildebrand, she's the speed skating coach from Ocala, Florida. Remember, you had several athletes named Brittany Bowe and several others have won gold medals in the Winter Olympics. Well, Renee is their speed coach in Orlando, in Ocala, Florida. So she's going to the Hall of Fame.
I interviewed her.
Fantastic. Yeah, Tampa Bay fans will know who Dexter Jackson is, the MVP of the Super Bowl. We've got James Jones, the Gator, who played 10 years in the NFL. Moving forward, we got from the world of hockey, Vincent Finney LeCavier. So he's going to be going in for hockey. And we had a Special Olympics athlete last night, Chris Nicky, who was here, who they featured on the front page of the Orlando Sentinel this morning. And he is a very unique individual. He's one of the first people with Down syndrome to actually complete a full Ironman competition. And he's a Special Olympics ambassador. We've got the famous sports broadcaster, Pam Oliver. You know her from Fox Sports and the NFL Sunday. And we have the chairman of Augusta National going in the Hall of Fame, Fred Ridley. You may remember him from the 70s when he won the U.S. Amateur, and he never turned pro and became president of USGA. Now he's chairman of Augusta National. We've got Lisa Wagner, who's one of the top bowlers in the country. Excuse me. Got a little cold going on. Got a little cough going. No cough button here at the on the tee show here, so sorry about that. And finally, last but not least, going in, Florida State fans and Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans will know who this is, Barry Smith going in there. Under the auspices of football. So those are our Hall of Famers that are going in November 2nd at Raymond James Stadium. We're going to have our enshrinement. This is the class of 2022. So let's talk a little bit about the golf tournament today. We have some of our Current and Shrine East playing in the tournament. So we have Winston DuBose. Winston is in the Hall of Fame, and he, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and he's the famous rowdy soccer player. And we got Jim Morris, the famous UM baseball coach. He's playing today. And we've got Johnny Damon. Johnny Damon is playing in our tournament, and everybody knows who he is, famous Boston Red Sox and Yankee, and he's currently in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, John, does he still have the long locks, Johnny Damon?
Well, I'm going to tell you a quick Johnny Damon story. So Johnny was over at Bay Hill one day, and I used to be president of the North Florida section, and we volunteered our club pros to walk along with the groups in the pro-am. And what Mr. Palmer would do is he would give our section champion a spot in the golf tournament in return for all of our service that we would do, because this pro-am used to be a 7.5-hour round of golf. And it turned out that by having a club pro in every group in the pro-am, just to walk along, you know, hunt for golf balls, show the neighbors and friends how to caddy, because they didn't have hundreds of caddies at Bay Hill for the pro-am, it would take a 7.5-hour round down to about five hour round, and the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Women and Children would make more money for charity. So but that was what the purpose of the pro-am was all about. So I'm on the first tee, and I luckily drew Vijay Singh, who was the defending champ. So he was playing with MasterCard CEO and their executives, because they were the main title sponsors. So friends and family are on the first tee. So we get our pictures. Down the first tee we go, and here's this guy, and he's carrying a golf bag like a suitcase. You know, I mean, it literally looks like he's getting ready to board a plane. And I came up to him, I said, hey, let me show you how to carry this golf bag, because that was my role as the chaperone. Here, you put this bag over your shoulder and put this hand over here. And he goes, wow, that's pretty cool. But after about four holes, I kind of suspected something, because everybody wanted this guy's autograph. You know, Vijay Singh, you know, he's you know, Hall of Fame player. He's, you know, won major championships. So I was paying attention to him. The fans are paying attention to the caddy of the CEO of MasterCard. So I asked him on the fourth tee, I said, so what do you do for a living? He goes, baseball. And I go, professional? And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, he says, what team do you play for? And he goes, New York Yankees. Well, it turned out that was the year that he got traded to the Yankees, and George Steinbrenner made him clean up his act. And when he played for the Red Sox, he looked like Jesus. And now, you know, he was all clean cut. I didn't recognize him. So that's my Johnny Damon story. But he's such a wonderful person. He's got eight kids, and he supports charities all over the place. He's got a big baseball clinic coming up next week with the Florida Rising Stars, and Florida Sports Hall of Fame is supporting that. And he's here today playing in the golf tournament. He is such a wonderful person. So anyway, that's an example of the folks that are going into our Hall of Fame, that are enshrined in our Hall of Fame. And it's a wonderful event. It's our fifth annual event. We're here at the Reunion Golf Resort. Beautiful shape. We're playing the Tom Watson Golf Course. And we're getting ready to have a huge silent auction and a big luncheon here, and give away some nice prizes.
You know, I was at the Super Bowl of golf event that you basically directed, and you did a superb job. And this sounds just as good, if not better, of an event for the guys to participate in.
Well, we have a fantastic board. You know, Rick Hatcher's our current chairman, and he's done a really wonderful job here. He has a baseball background. He played for Florida State. He actually, I believe, played a little bit up in Durham, North Carolina, for that famous minor league baseball team. And I think he pitched a no-hitter up there with them one year.
With the Bulls?
So he is the, yeah, that's right. And he was around the time they filmed the movie, so he knows all about that. But he's our president chairman of Florida Sports Hall of Fame. He is the head of the Play Treasure Coast down in Port St. Lucie, and that's where the Florida Sports Hall of Fame Museum is. And we also have another local person, Ginger Kane, who's coming in. She's going to be the incoming president chairman. And she's a local Orlando marketing whiz. And she has been part of Florida Citrus Bowl and all kinds of sporting events here. So she's going to be the first woman president of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. We're looking for her tenure to come up here pretty soon. So we've got a dedicated group of board members literally spread out all over the state. And the interest is to continue the legacy and the history of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. It was founded in 1960 by sports writers. And throughout the years, they actually ended up with a Hall of Fame up in Lake City. And at that particular time, Jeb Bush did away with the private funding for public things like, you know, foundations, and fell on some hard times, but we all got together. We've kept it alive, and it's never been better. And each and every year, we have a bigger and better class, a diverse class with a lot of different type of sports. You know, a lot of times when you look at Hall of Fames, it's dominated by baseball and football and basketball, which it should, because those are the most popular sports out there. But, you know, we have bowling, we have angling, we have our now Special Olympics athlete going in. We also have a horse called Needles. Needles went in a long time ago, won the Kentucky Derby from Ocala. So, we're one of the few Hall of Fames that's all just about people. We actually have a horse in there.
Damn it, I never got Needles' autograph for before Needles passed.
Well, I tell you what, that's just something that you'll just have to keep your ear to the rail. And so it's kind of funny, but there's a lot of folks in the Hall of Fame, especially that younger people need to know about. They need to know about the history of these athletes. And a lot of times, young people, they're only focused on the famous athletes today, and they don't know some of the famous athletes of yesterday. They get forgotten. But those stories about how they came up, what they did to persevere, what they did to succeed, it's a great story for young people. And there's too much screen time for young people today. And so a lot of times, and you know, maybe I spend a little of that screen time looking up about the history of sports, but our goal is to get kids out and doing things. And so the celebrity of our Florida Sports Hall of Fame members will give, you know, these young people an opportunity to have some role models and look up. And again, as we expand into other sports, we got a great future ahead of us.
Hey, John, if you're inspiring somebody to learn more, you know, I'm one of those young people who spends a lot of time on the screen who would want to learn more about the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. What do you suggest? What could you plug for somebody, you know, maybe following somebody on Facebook, Instagram, you know, website? Where should people go to get more integrated with this history?
You should go to FloridaSportsHOF.org. I'm going to spell it out. FLASportsHOF.org. That's our website, FloridaSportsHOF.org.
Well,
you go there, all of our enshrinees, everybody who's in the Hall of Fame is on that website. You'll see some past classes. You can actually go in there, and do you want to know more about golf or football or even angling? You know, our angler that's going in this, Liza Fitzgerald, she'll be the second angler, and we had Roland Martin go in there a few years ago. So you could go there. You can look at all the sports. You can see who's enshrined in our Hall of Fame. You can learn a little bit more about our history, see who's involved, see what we're all about. And not only do we do the enshrinement every year, not only do we do a golf tournament every year, we actually had a great event back in March called Bourbon, Baseball, and Cigars. And basically, we had a lot of Major League Baseball players, both active and retired, come to that. And we did it at the Tampa Baseball Museum in Ybor City, which is a wonderful place. And we did it in conjunction with their organization. And we just had a great time, and it really featured some of the unique things about Ybor City and baseball in Tampa Bay, in honor of, you know, the baseball players that have come up. You know, from your listeners, you know that there's a great heritage and history of baseball in Tampa Bay. So that's another thing that we do. And we may even expand that out to one more on the East Coast, and we try to do that around the time that you have spring training, you know, and so you can gather all these folks together.
Well, I was at that event, and it was superb, and I had a conversation with Wade Boggs, a little conversation with Lou Piniella. Looking forward to continuing our relationship. And, Oscar, I didn't update you, but we're going to be getting very involved, and I'm excited about this, John, talking to Zach Luttrell. And, of course, congratulations to my unofficial producer, Barry Smith, of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're going to be getting very involved as we dive into covering high school and youth, something I did up north. And we're going to bring you guys into that mix along with the NFL Alumni Tampa chapter so that we can educate the kids on the history that both those organizations can provide. And as you said, mentoring and role models for these kids. And I'm looking forward to the relationships. And I'm just blessed to have guys like you and, of course, Barry and all the guys that I've met. Now this young blood coming in. That Zach said he's known you quite some time. And I'm looking forward to working closely with him as well.
Well, we appreciate your support. We appreciate you promoting the Florida Sports Hall of Fame and everything we do. On a side note, I had a chance to have a cup of coffee with Barry this morning, and he was wearing a Tampa Bay Sports Connection shirt, which he didn't wear his Florida State shirt, his NFL alumni shirt, his Hall of Fame shirt, his Green Bay Packers shirt. He wore a Tampa Bay Sports Connection shirt. So I don't know if you're paying him to do it, but he's been verified. He's sporting the attire.
John, I've been out here pushing these shirts like my life depends on it. I've been at different events getting these shirts out. So the fact that the brand is out here being built, people are wearing our gear. It's coming up, man. It's coming up. And we attribute some of that fame, some of that clout that we're getting to John contributing to, you know, our platform here and our platforms elsewhere. So we want to thank you for that. But, yeah, we're working our tail off to get those shirts out.
Well, again, thank you very much for that. And, again, just to recap what we're doing, we're here at the 5th Annual Florida Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Classic here at the Reunion Resort. And we're fixing to have everybody come in for a nice silent auction and luncheon and give away some great prizes. And again, some of the highlights of some of the celebs that are here. We got Dexter Jackson here. We got James Jones, Johnny Dameron. Of course, we have Barry Smith, Rick Akil. We got Luis Alicia, famous baseball player, Jim Morris, Winston DuBose, William Floyd, and Will Johnson, a soccer player. And so we've got all these famous celebrities and athletes in there, and they're having a wonderful time mixing it up with all of our sponsors who've been very generous in their donation to the Florida Sports Hall of Fame for our golf tournament.
Well, next year we'll definitely be there. I was going to be at that pairings party, but I had to take care of some personal business. I tell you what, looking at this list of people, the one that I really love is that Special Olympian. I saw the piece on him on Spectrum Sports, and the story of his father, you know, helping him through this process. You want to talk about profiles and courage. I mean, those are some credible athletes in every sport you can imagine that you guys are recognizing. But what this young man has done is ultimately, it's phenomenal.
Well, he was here last night for our pairings party, and he got a standing ovation. We got to know him a little bit and talk to him a little bit more. And there's so much about him, there's so much that he's accomplished. And, you know, he won an ESPY. He is the Special Olympics ambassador. You know, his story's been highlighted by ESPN and New York Times, and he's very inspirational, nice young man. And we're looking forward to him to be the first Special Olympics athlete inducted into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, he's John Rieger, and, of course, John Rieger's Golf Report each and every week right here on the Tee, Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole studios. And I wish you were here right now, because I'd get you to the bar. We'd get you a little lemon, a little honey, and a double shot of whatever brown liqueur you'd like.
Well, that sounds like good cough medicine for me. Sorry for our listeners out there having to listen to me cough and hack through this interview, but I think I'll go ahead to the bar right now and get that concoction made up as we speak.
All right, my man. Appreciate you taking time. Tell Barry and the gang I said hello and sorry I missed them. And tell them thanks for... I'm sure I will buy plenty of lunches or beverages for him donning my swag.
Well, that's fantastic. Thanks again for letting us share your time today on the radio. And we're looking forward to next week's golf report.
All right, brother. Get better, and we'll be talking open next week. Can't wait.
Yes, we will. In fact, it'll be kind of cool because, you know, it comes on like 3 a.m. in the morning. So for insomniacs out there, tune in early.
All right, my man. Have a great day.
Take care.
John Rieger, he does a superb job. I better take care of a little business. On the Tee, Florida, I'd like to welcome, as I said, Joe Shaw. You'll be hearing a lot from Joe on all of our broadcasts. The Joe Shaw of IMG Integrity Mortgage Group. In this crazy market we're dealing with today, Joe Shaw will navigate you. He partners up with Barbie and Barb from Tampa Bay. And I tell you what, they'll make sure you make the right decision at the right rate. Conventional, VA, USDA, FHA. Give Joe a call today. 813-947-3705. That's 813-947-3705. Or just Jay Shaw at Integrity, MITGS.com. And Joe, as I said, he's a Coast Guard vet. I love the cat. NMLS 221-5300. You worked directly with him. I know he worked last week entering the fourth all the way through. 7 days a week. Just give him a shout. He may not be your first call, but it'll be your last. That's Joe Shaw, Integrity Mortgage Group.
Shout out John for getting out there, because, you know, he was definitely struggling through that. Had a little cough. Hopefully he can get his hot toddy together and
fix it. Hey, don't feel so too sorry for him. I know John. And we just talked about the bourbon, baseball, and cigars over in in Tampa Bay with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. John was whooping it up last night, having a lot of fun with all of his buddies on the board.
It was a little after morning, a little morning sickness.
So it's a little combination.
Okay.
I'm sure he probably has a sore throat, a little scratchy, but that didn't stop him from talking and doing a superb job for us. So don't say it, waste any prayers on him. He's just going to be just fine.
I appreciate his support, though.
He does a superb job. All right, what was I going to do one more time?
Let me plug the Instagram real quick.
Yes, plug everything.
Yeah, let's plug everything. You guys, get connected with us if you want to follow, you know, what me and Mike are looking at on socials. We got Instagram growing right now, tstp.sports on Instagram. Check us out on Facebook at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, our Facebook page there. You'll see, you know, the preview for the show. We post that right before the show airs. We got all our links to go live and everything like that. So pick us up on socials. We'll be going on YouTube soon. Be on the lookout for that stuff.
And as I said, I spent about 4 hours for our listening audience in the meeting with several people. And meeting with Joe Boudreau from RadioSt.Pete.com, but Tan Talk Radio. We are putting the show through a reconstruction, all for the better. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be entertaining and interactive as well, as we will also be launching a text hotline so you can win tickets to Rays games. You can win golf passes, swag. We want to get our audience interactive.
These shirts that are now everywhere, these hats.
Well, Barry Smith. And by the way, congratulations to Barry Smith. I'll talk about it on the next show. My very good friend now. Former Florida State standout from Miami, just an incredible athlete. Number one draft pick by the Green Bay Packers. And then when the expansion of the Bucs in the NFL, he wanted to come home. He put his name in and he played for the Bucs. But he has given back so much to the world of sports across this state, not just Florida State. And he's instrumental in everything that I've been blessed to do and all the people that I've met, him and Mark Ferguson, home of our 19th hole studios. And what's on the agenda the rest of the day?
Rest of the day, if anybody knows, I'm a financial professional at Raymond James, so I'm studying for my certified financial planner's exam. I'm trying to be you guys' financial advisor in the future, so I'll be locked in for the rest of the day.
I woke up almost in a cold sweat realizing how unprepared I am. I'm going to have to keep working. So you and I mean this all seriously.
We got to have a conversation.
We have to have a conversation. Scared the hell out of me. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, and don't let things scare you when it comes to home buying. Remember, Barbie and Joe Shaw, those are our go-tos at Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and on the tee. Well, we are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We will switch gears here at the top of the hour, and we'll go to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. 2 hours. We got a jam-packed show over there today. And look at what Ben Bothamore. A Titleist hat, like he's a golfer.
Should have been hosting.
You're on the wrong show, brother.
Should have been in my spot today.
You're my man on the next show.
Yeah, I thought it was a good-looking hat. You know, a nice yellow Titleist, never hurt.
Can you? It's Hawkeye colors. Can you hit the ball at all?
Oh yeah, I can.
Oh, you're a baseball player. You're probably jacked inside out. Yeah. Starts out at one, and the dive lands on number 10.
Hey, it's in the fairway, but what fairway?
Exactly. All right, from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Clubhouse, I'm Mike Rickard for Lynn Strickler, Oscar Garner III, the Big O, John Rieger, Joe Boudreau, and Big Ed on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida as we share the great game of golf every Saturday on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio network. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.